how to actually fill your cleaning schedule today using the marketing list that I promise you you're sleeping on.
Welcome to the Everything Goes My Way podcast, where I share how to get more clients, increase sales, build a business that runs without you, and the many mistakes I've made on the journey. So hope you get value and subscribe.
And so when I first started marketing on Facebook in 2017, like Facebook leads were cheap. They were like $4 a lead. It was literally like stealing. Okay. So just to put in perspective, that advertising campaign that I shared with you that I made $50,000 on the first month, I only spent about $2,000 in ad cost. Like insane return, 25-1, like crazy numbers. But by 2018, it started to creep up really, really fast. I remember by the end of 2018, I was paying $30+ a lead. And so as my cost per lead started to skyrocket, my profits collapsed. And unfortunately, at the time, like this was my only funnel. This was the only thing I did for a very long time. I've since learned, which I'll share with you guys here later on, but at the time, like this was all I had. So I felt like I was trapped because if I turned off the funnel, then I would literally get zero new clients. And I'd be right back where I was in 2016 before I started marketing on Facebook. But if I kept it on, then I would just like continue to work my ass off to break even or even potentially lose money. And so I was like, I don't know what to do. Until I was introduced to Big Booty Bootcamp. And so Big Booty Bootcamp, while the name is funny, like it changed how I did my fitness business and it has fully transformed how I did my cleaning business. And so the idea of Big Booty Bootcamp was that I was going to run an internal marketing plays, what we call it at the time, to my existing customers, people who were already paying me, but also to my old customers who had stopped training with me for whatever reason, but also prospects who said no to previous sales calls or who couldn't get on sales calls. Like this marketing play went out to everybody. And wow, I was like, I can send emails and texts to both my current clients, previous clients, and prospects. I was like, interesting, right? And how much did that cost me? Nothing, right? And so the results after I did that for the very first time, now, while they're not groundbreaking, like they're realistic, right? I sold 10 people at $149 a piece. So I made an extra $1,490. All just by sending a couple emails and a text message. I'd already paid for all the contact information. I already paid the cost of getting them in my system. And so I just converted dead leads into sales. And this is what allowed me to continue to market on Facebook while my competitors, like they were only focused on the front end. I was able to come in on the back end and like continue to pay the higher lead costs because I was monetizing in more than just the front end. Okay. I wasn't letting my leads go to waste. I continued to market to them. I continued to make them offers. And so when I came into my cleaning business, I was prepared for this. And so what I did is I actually made a marketing calendar. And so what I went through the entire year and I just put on all the holidays, all the excuses, all the reasons that I could market to my list. And I made a marketing calendar and I created email campaigns. I created text campaigns and offers and creative that when the holiday came up, I was prepared and I was ready to rock and roll. Okay. So for example, like Groundhog's Day just happened earlier this month. And this is the email that I sent out to our list, right? It was a Groundhog's Day surprise, $50 cleaning voucher inside. And you can see some of the email copy through there. It was also followed up with a text message as well. Another one that we just did is a President's Day sale, right? So you can see this is what the inside of the email looked like. And again, we made a $50 voucher for a President's Day sale as just an excuse to market to our list. And I don't remember exactly how many we got on the Groundhog's Day, but this one just happened at this President's Day sale. And my customer support manager, she told me that we signed up 3 people. Now, 3 people a lot? No. Is it a little? No. But each of those cleans were over $200. So they made over $600. And it was all from sending out an email and following it up with a text message. And so we plan on doing that. And we're doing that twice a month. And so if you get an extra 6 customers, let's just say we continue that trend. That's an extra 6 customers, an extra $200 a pop. It's an extra $1,200 a month. Like, would you guys be okay with making an extra $1,200 a month by sending out a couple emails and a couple text messages? that you guys have already paid for. And you also, and again, like, if we're only thinking about this, like, don't think about this as just as like a one-time sale, because these are customers, right? And the fact that we're in a business that has reoccurring customers is like, that's what makes it so powerful. Our numbers are that 2 out of 3 people who actually become first-time customers stay with us and become reoccurring customers. So maybe it's just $1,200 up front, but if 2/3 of those people stay on, that's $900 next month that we also added to our top line. And so that's how you want to play this game, is the asset is the customer. Okay. And it's free. It's free to literally send emails and text to your prospects. I mean, outside of, you know, your constant contact or your just call, like paying them the subscription, like you pay that anyway. So outside of that, like, it doesn't cost you anymore to send more emails and more texts.
If you're a cleaning business owner or want to launch a cleaning business, I did a free masterclass on how to build a $1 million cleaning business even if you have zero experience. So if you want to learn more, go to logansCleaningCo.com to create your free account. Hope you enjoy it.